This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line numbers here momentarily where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we always bring things to the table. Michael, you've got a story about a really expensive coffee cup. Now, I'm guessing that there's something very, very special about this coffee cup, and it will, of course, during the discussion, bring up all kinds of discussion about other government waste. And I actually pulled up an article from Reader's Digest about 11 bizarre things that governments actually spent money on. And by governments, I mean the U.S. federal government. So start off telling us about this expensive coffee cup.
What other government is there? Doesn't the U.S. run the whole world?
Well, some would say that. Others would say that there are other governments that run the secret shadow government that runs the U.S., and I think that some of those people are crazy.
Well, let's go on about these coffee cups then. These are actually from the U.S. Air Force, which is under fire now for throwing down $1,280 a piece to replace in-flight reheating cups after their handles break. This is from the Air Force Times from, looks like from Sunday.
All right.
Or Monday. And they're pledging now to use 3D printing to get that replacement cost down to 50 cents.
Okay. I'm surprised that someone in the Air Force knows how to operate a 3D printer.
Well, here's the thing. The reason they're doing this at all is because Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, is still wondering why these pricey water heaters are necessary in the first place, and he plans to keep pushing the Air Force to find cheaper ways to warm up their coffee.
Yeah, and I remember hearing, and it's been, you know, a good many years since I heard this story, about, I forget if it was the Air Force or the Navy, but it was, you know, one of these military branches that spent some outrageous amount of money for a coffee pot because, well, it has to be specially made to make to fit the coffee maker that was specially made to fit the coffee pot.
Right.
Where, like, everything, it's one of these weird catch-22 sort of things. Well, we can't just go buy a coffee pot from Walmart or, you know, some other place because
they don't fit.
It's not going to fit this coffee maker that was custom-made to be able to handle this custom-made other piece.
Well, this turns out to be a very similar situation. These cups, they actually plug into special outlets on cargo planes to reheat liquids such as water or coffee. They have a faulty plastic handle that easily breaks when the cups are dropped. Now, because replacement parts for this cup are no longer made, the Air Force has been ordering a whole new cup when the handle breaks.
Of course.
In an October 2nd letter to Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, Grassley said that 25 replacement cups, each costing roughly $1,280 each, have been bought this year alone for a total of roughly
$32,000. $32,000 on coffee cups.
The 60th Airport Aerial Port Squadron at Travis Air Force Base in California spent nearly $56,000 to replace these broken cups over the past 3 years, and that price is rising. Grassley noted that Travis said each cup cost taxpayers $693 in 2016. So the price has doubled in 2 years.
Yeah, because, you know, inflation and, of course, you know, we have to wind up paying more because just all kinds of other reasons. We can't cut the military budget, Michael. What are you trying to suggest here? That they could be efficient?
Well, you know,
and then maybe not lose $21 trillion over a decade?
The Department of Defense, as far as I know, still does not even know how much money they have or how much money they're spending.
Right.
So Grassley went on. He says paying nearly $700 for a single cup is bad enough, but it's simply beyond reason to continue to pay ever-increasing prices for something as simple as a coffee cup that is so fragile it needs to be constantly replaced. This latest example of reckless spending of taxpayer dollars gives me no confidence that the Air Force is taking real steps to reduce wasteful spending practices. In an October 17th letter back to Grassley, Wilson said that it is simply irresponsible to spend thousands of dollars on manufactured parts when we have the technology available to produce them ourselves once a supplier either stops producing those parts or goes out of business. Wilson said that in July, she ordered a new Air Force Rapid Sustainment Office to be created to find ways to develop and deliver parts at a fraction of the cost of traditional manufacturing methods. This office has recently shown that it can 3D print replacement handles for the reheating cup for about 50 cents each.
All right, so they're just going to 3D print the handle, not the entire cup.
Well, the handle is the part that's breaking, but,
right.
But they can't order replacement handles anymore for God only knows what reason, because they can order
right.
the replacement cups, and the replacement cups have a handle.
Right. I'm guessing the reason they can't buy a replacement handle is the company decided, you know what, we can make a lot more money if we just tell them that they can't buy a handle, they've got to buy a whole new cup. And then they jack up the price because
of
you know, whatever reason. Basically, that whatever reason is they can.
All right. So these cups are insanely expensive to begin with. Why?
Why? We're about to find out. Back to the Air Force Times. Wilson told Grassley that this cup is specially manufactured to plug into aircraft systems, and because it connects to the aircraft, the replacements need to be certified as airworthy by the FAA.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this.
Isn't this ridiculous?
Yes.
There is some truth to this. Every commercial and military airplane has what's called a minimum equipment list, MEL. Pilots will know exactly what this is. It's a list of things on the aircraft that tells you if you're allowed to fly if that part is broken.
All right.
So apparently this coffee cup has gotten onto the minimum equipment list for these planes.
Right, so we can't just have some pilot flying around in an F-35 with a coffee cup without a handle.
Right.
It does make sense that you want a handle on your coffee cup, but at the same time, it's just ridiculous that some company found a way to wind up charging almost $1,300 for a coffee cup. And then not selling replacements for the one part that keeps breaking?
The handle, right.
Yeah.
So the FAA certification for this part has driven up the cost of buying 391 of these cups since 2016 to $326,785, Wilson said, or about $836 apiece on average. The water heaters are used on 59 KC-10s, 52 C-5s, and 222 C-17s, Wilson said. But with planes aging and the average KC-10 at 34 years old, it's harder and harder to find replacement parts for those aircraft, she said. And the price tag for raw materials for those parts is also increasing, Wilson said, with copper and chrome plating costs have increased 180% since 2016.
Now, what's caused the copper and chrome plating costs to go up? Is that more government regulation?
The article hasn't discussed that. The article doesn't get into that at all.
Okay.
That'd be something that one of you who's bored can look up and give us a call and let us know.
855-450-FREE is the number that you can use to call in. There's also the Discord call-in lines available at discord.lrn.fm.
Now, Wilson told Grassley that she and Chief of Staff General Dave Goldfein have ordered the new sustainment office to look for other items in the procurement process that it can self-produce or other overpriced items that it can stop buying without hurting the Air Force's mission. Now, Grassley said he was dissatisfied with Wilson's response and said he will keep digging. Quote, "It leaves me with more questions. While I appreciate that the Air Force is working to find innovations that would help save taxpayer dollars, it remains unclear why it cannot find a cheaper alternative to a $1,280 cup. Government officials have the responsibility to use taxpayer dollars efficiently. Too often, that's not the case."
Right. Unquote. Like when Congress winds up giving the Pentagon even larger budgets than what the Pentagon even requests. You know, and then they wonder, why are they spending so much money on coffee cups? Well, because you keep giving them money, and if they don't spend it,
then they
can't justify having a bigger budget next year, but you're going to give them an even bigger, bigger budget. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. We in studio are talking about government waste, and the we in studio are me, Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And before we get back into talking about government waste, I want to tell you about a way that you can actually save money on things that you were going to buy anyway, or maybe you're only buying it because you can save money on it. Either way, you want to know about saveitpurse.com, and bitcoin.com wants you to know about that as well. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, BTC. And now you can fund your account using Bitcoin Cash, BCH. You can save between 5 to 33% on things that you, again, were going to buy anyway, or maybe it's just something that you're going to treat yourself. I can save 30%. All right, I'll go ahead and treat myself to something, and you save. Save at Purse. That's Save AT Purse, all one word, saveatpurse.com. So what you do is you add items to your cart, you fund your account, you select the discount, and then you save. Saveatpurse.com. So jumping over to an article from Reader's Digest from earlier this year, actually, titled 11 Bizarre Things That the U.S. Government Actually Spent Money On. And I know for libertarians and some conservatives, it's not, you know, it's not uncommon to hear about various things that the U.S. federal government has wasted money on. Well, did you hear about the $28 million that was spent on camouflage that didn't work?
Didn't work, dude.
So in 2017. The Pentagon was criticized for spending $28 million on licensing fees for a lush green pattern for the Afghan National Army. The problem is Afghanistan is 98% desert, so the bright colors stood out, which is the complete opposite. That's not why you want camo. You don't want camo to stand out. You want camo to blend in. So you don't pick a forest pattern for a desert.
Now, why on earth did they do that? Because they've got the digital camo. They had the digital camo. I know they're moving away from it now, but they had the desert digital that seemed to work pretty well out there.
Yeah. They don't mention why in this Reader's Digest article, but I happen to have remembered reading and hearing about this at the time. And apparently, the guy that was going through picking out the patterns, he liked the way it looked.
Okay.
He liked the way it looked.
Was this a civilian or?
No, it was a bureaucrat.
Daryl, you know, before you had said that, I was thinking, well, maybe they were planning to invade, you know, another country that was more green for, like, you know, food or something. Then it might make sense.
No, the Afghan army wasn't planning to invade another country. They just wanted this because it looked good. Reader's Digest here continues, picking a different color, say, one of the many others the government already has the right to and aren't already used by American forces, plus making alterations like swapping pricey zippers for cheap buttons would save taxpayers between $68.6 to $71.2 million over the course of a decade, according to a government report. Next on the list, paying hipsters to stop smoking.
What?
When the NIH figured anti-smoking ads weren't resonating with young adults, they decided to go straight to the source. That's right, hipsters, or as the Commune Project called them, a group focused on the alternative music scene, local artists and designers, and eclectic self-expression.
Sounds like hipsters to me.
The campaign spent $5 million in federal cash on commune-branded beer koozies and other swag, smoke-free events featuring indie bands, artist-designed flyers, and more. Another initiative involved paying hipster smokers $100 to kick the habit and then blog about it. The hope was that the influence would spread the anti-smoking message to their friends and make smoking uncool again.
Well, it's already uncool. I mean, what? Someone in the federal government has totally, like, they're 10 years behind, okay?
You know, this is like the opposite of, like banning free speech. It's having kind of the same effect of manipulating us, like, as a society, theoretically, if it actually worked.
Right, and then there are the people that, you know, if they hear that some government somewhere is behind something, they're like, all right, I just want to do it because the government says it's illegal.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need a law saying don't drop a toaster in the bathtub with you. But if that were on the book, somebody somewhere would be like, oh, they say it's a bad idea. I'm totally doing that the next time I get in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah.
Because there are people that are contrarians. That's how you wind up with flat earthers.
Mm.
Next on the list from Reader's Digest, again, of bizarre examples of government waste, sex, drugs, and quells? Yeah, that's right. The government spent at least $518,000 in federal grants to study how cocaine affects the sexual behavior of the Japanese quell. Sounds pretty outlandish, but the researchers had their reasons. They were trying to look at how cocaine abuse affected risky sexual behaviors in humans, and the sex habits of quells are easy to measure in a laboratory setting.
Aren't the sex habits of humans easy to measure?
Not really. Not really, because it relies on people to be honest, and men, by and large, are going to over-report how frequently they have relations, whereas most women would under-report how frequently. Next on the list, hamster fights. Yes. Those are two words that I never thought that I would ever say together.
Hamster fights.
Hamster fights. For more than 20 years, Northwestern University researchers received National Institute for Health money to watch hamsters fight. The project reportedly received more than $3 million over the course of the project and $306,000 in the year 2015 alone.
How do you even get hamsters to fight?
You probably give them cocaine, or I could read the next sentence where they actually explain this.
Yeah.
Some of the experiments involved injecting hamsters with steroids, then putting another hamster in a cage to see if the drugged-up rodents were more aggressive when protecting their territory. Others investigated whether becoming a trained fighter through 2 weeks of face-offs made the critters more aggressive. The experiment stopped after animal activists pressured the lab to cut the program.
Hamsters fighting with steroids. Now, whose bright idea was this?
Somebody at Northwestern University.
Oh, that explains it.
But now I'm curious, can I find hamster fight DVDs? Is this on the dark web?
It's got to be somewhere on out there.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also available on the Discord, discord.lrn.fm.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
Let this be a lesson to anyone, regardless of their political beliefs,
that we will bring the full force of law against anyone who attempts to use threats, intimidation, and outright violence to further an agenda.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions today has 56-year-old Caesar Sayoc was arrested and is being charged with five crimes, including illegal mailing of explosives. All told, Sayoc is suspected of sending 14 mail bombs to Democratic critics of President Trump. FBI Director Christopher Wray on the devices that were used.
Each device consisted of roughly 6 inches of PVC pipe, a small clock, a battery, some wiring, and what is known as energetic material, which is essentially potential explosives and material that give off heat and energy. These are not hoax devices.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line, how you can call in to join us. We also have the Discord. Discord is a lot of things. There's a bunch of chat rooms. There are audio rooms that you can go in where you can verbally chat with others. And there are the call-in lines where you can call in to us. You can find all of that at discord.lrn.fm. We'll get back into the article here from Reader's Digest going over 11 bizarre things that the federal government had wasted money on. I'm still intrigued by these hamster fights, and I wasn't able to find video from Northwestern University's nearly 20 years of research on hamster fighting.
I think
fighting.
We would have gotten something out of that, right?
Did they not film any of these fights? And
well, the thing is, they say that they stopped the experiments because of pressure from animal rights activists, which means they probably didn't make any of the video publicly available.
Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing a Freedom of Information Act request might be able to get me copies of hamster fights. I don't really know. I'm not interested enough to actually file a FOIA request, but you know, if it was easily obtainable, I would definitely watch it. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Sarah in New Mexico.
Hello?
Yes, there you are. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
How come I got to be put on so early? You know, I got put on right away.
Because you called in about 2 hours earlier than you normally do, and we answered the phone.
Okay, well,
like that happens. If you call earlier in the night, then you know you're going to be on before 9:30.
There aren't as many people calling in early as opposed to late.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Sarah.
Okay, I just want to say, did you know that our state has a Native American voter's guide? And it has the Native language translation. And we just started this just recently. I think this election is when we started it. And then we had two polling locations on the reservations about like 4 years ago. So it's on Tribal Road. The address is Tribal Road. So that was just 4 years ago. Now we have Native American Voters Guide. And you know what the Voters Guide is, right?
It's a thing that has a list of all of the candidates. Some of them will have statements from candidates. Now, is this something that's put out by like the Secretary of State, or is this a privately done voter's guide? Because I know in some states the League of Women Voters will put something out, but then in other states like California, the Secretary of State actually publishes a voter guide.
Well, our state is all done by the League of Voters Women's Ladies, the League of
okay.
Women, and then they're the one that actually helped the natives to write these.
Okay, so they translated it from English into a language that somebody might be able to read if they don't fluently read English. I think it's a great idea. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know what? I think it's just amazing that the Native the First Nations are actually interested in voting. You know, they pretty much so much interest because they pretty much gave up on the voting. I mean, like they used to be like the most apathetic. I know that we got voter apathy, but they're the most apathetic voters of America. You know, for the longest.
I would love to see whatever statistic you are supposedly citing on that, because there are a lot of groups of minorities that can be seen as apathetic just because they don't vote because all of the candidates suck doesn't mean they're apathetic. Sarah, thank you for the call. So, thoughts on voter guides being translated into languages other than English? I like
that's
the idea.
Perfectly fine with me. The thing we've got to realize is that the United States has always had people that speak every different language under the sun.
Right.
You know?
It's true, but I'm kind of curious, like, how many people are there that don't speak English in the Native American community in that area?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But English is not the official language of this country, despite what some people want to say.
The country hasn't gotten official language.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
It's just, I've been through different tribal spots, and I've never noticed, but again, that's my perception, not necessarily how things are.
They might be able to speak English, but maybe they can't read English.
Maybe.
There are some reservations that I've been to where all of the road signs are written in whatever the native language is.
Hmm.
Because
interesting.
The reservations are legally semi-autonomous. Now, I think the federal government might say autonomous, but in practicality, it's semi-autonomous.
Yeah, definitely semi-autonomous.
And people have to remember that the Native Americans weren't U.S. citizens until citizenship was foisted upon them in the 1920s, I believe. The U.S. Constitution refers to citizens Indians not taxed as being exempt from the census.
Mm. You know, I actually once asked, I forget which part, which tribe, or where exactly I was, but somewhere out in probably like Arizona area. And did they have a currency? Because usually when you think of some sort of autonomous,
right?
There's some sort of currency or similar. And I guess they don't. They didn't in that case. So I'd be curious if any, groups have tribal groups, I guess, or however you want to phrase it, Native Americans have their own currency.
I don't know.
I've never heard of them using anything other than the U.S. dollar.
But
I could be wrong.
Me either.
Yeah, there are some Central American countries where the U.S. dollar is the official legal currency.
Right.
You know, some Caribbean countries. That doesn't mean that they're not independent countries or they don't have autonomy.
Right, but theoretically, you know, I don't know. It would seem like if you're going to start looking at it's certainly true that not all countries do. Certain countries, many countries actually use other countries' currencies, actually. But it's frequently one of those things that is kind of a part of being, you know, a country, right? You develop your own currency, you develop your own postal system, you develop your own, you know, there's just certain things, flags, things like that. So that's why I just thought it would be very curious if there were any, but apparently that particular area did not.
Yeah, and, you know, there are some towns or, you know, regions of states that do have their own local currencies. The Berkshire is something that exists
right.
to some extent in western Massachusetts, I think. There's the Ithaca Hours for part of New York. And then, you know, like I've been to little towns in Ohio that just happen to have their own currency for some reason. Now, all of these are in some way pegged to the U.S. dollar, so it's not really a completely separate currency in respect of, you know, having its own exchange rate.
They're considered to be, like, autonomous, I guess, right? You would think that there would be an opportunity for a group to do something here. I don't know. No. I didn't research it. I just asked the one particular person working at a tribal, 7-Eleven, basically.
Right. And, you know, there are also things that most Americans don't know, where the federal government puts a lot of restrictions on what the reservations can and can't do.
Yeah, look at the FCC
which is
stuff.
Why I said semi-autonomous,
absolutely.
Because it's not full autonomy. They are not in practicality independent, but they're kind of recognized as pseudo-independent, but not really. It's really interesting, and your calls and thoughts are welcome about that. Government waste or whatever is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we'll get back into the Reader's Digest list of some wasteful government programs. But first, I want to tell you about a way that you can protect your home and your family and your property, because those things are important, right? Well, you can do that with the Blink motion-activated HD cameras. They're wire-free, except for the hub that does have a wire that plugs in. But the cameras themselves, no wires that you have to run running from the cameras to the hubs. They set up fast. The batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone or other mobile device. There are no contracts. There are no subscriptions. And Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink cameras. You get 3 Blink cameras for way less than what the other guys charge, plus get an extra 15% off when you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink Protect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company. So we started talking about government waste at the beginning of the show, Michael, when you had a story about the $1,300, roughly, $1,300 coffee cups that have to meet some Air Force criteria for something, and the handles keep breaking, and the company that sells the coffee cups doesn't sell replacement handles. So what do you know? You've got to buy a whole new coffee cup.
And they have to be certified by the FAA as airworthy.
Yeah. And so that got us into a discussion about various other wasteful government programs or wasteful government spending, such as the $28 million spent on camouflage that doesn't actually camouflage. That was in 2017 in Afghanistan specifically, but it was the U.S. military paying for that. Other things include 20 years of research at Northwestern University, where they got grants from the National Institutes of Health to study hamster fighting. Federal government has also spent money on empty buildings. Some old schools, firehouses, offices, and more that aren't being used anymore, but the government still holds on to them. About 770,000 unused or underused buildings nationwide as of 2016. The thing is, these buildings don't just sit there innocently, even empty. They require maintenance, such as basic power, a mowed lawn, and pipes that won't freeze. Those costs add up to the tune of $1.7 billion every year. Something else that's wasteful? Printing documents that no one reads.
Who is printing documents that no one reads?
The federal government. The Federal Register, a daily document that outlines government proposals, decisions, meetings, and more, could theoretically make money through its $929 annual subscription. A good deal of the copies are unread. Every member of Congress automatically receives a new copy every day, even though the contents are available for free and searchable online. A bill currently being considered estimates $1 million a year in savings by stopping the government from automatically printing the Federal Register every day. Sounds like the government could benefit from reading 17 Habits of People Who Are Great at Saving Money. That being, I guess, some kind of paid link that Reader's Digest decided to throw in there because it does link over to something. But, yeah, hey, guys, let's print documents every day, even though you're going to get the document in your email.
That's pretty ridiculous. And, Daryl, you're not supposed to read the ads.
Well, they've got it written directly into the text of the thing.
Sneaky.
Yeah. Very, very sneaky. Next up, the federal government has wasted money digitizing Grateful Dead memorabilia. Some cheered and others scratched their head when the Institute of Museum and Library Services gave the University of California Santa Cruz $615,175 in 2009 to digitize its collection of tickets, photos, T-shirts, and other memorabilia donated by the band, scholars, and fans. You can still view the online collection of more than 50,000 items on the university library's website. Next, forgotten storage. Forgotten storage. Yeah, like
forgotten. Who forgot?
Well, they have a picture here of like a storage unit.
Okay.
Says a 2011 report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration found that the IRS spent quite a bit of money on unused items in storage. After accounting for the items that had been used within a year and a half, the report estimated the IRS spent $862,000 in unnecessary warehouse space every year.
Yikes.
IHOP.
What?
IHOP. You know, the pancake house. American taxpayers spent $500,000 for one because the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services gave a grant to build an IHOP in Washington, D.C. But no, this wasn't a benefit for Congress to get a new place to eat pancakes. The initiative was supposed to create 70 full-time jobs for low-income workers who qualified for government financial assistance.
And how many jobs did they create?
Wow.
It doesn't say, but my guess is it wasn't 70 full-time jobs.
Hmm.
Next on the list, and looks like there are two more here, a Super Bowl ad with 2017's Super Bowl taking the crown as the most watched program in U.S. TV history. It's no surprise that even a short ad cost a pretty penny. That's why the Census Bureau came under fire in 2010 for using $2.5 million to run a 30-second ad. The Bureau stood by its decision, arguing that for every 1% increase in mail-in responses it received, they claim they saved $85 million sending someone door-to-door to collect information. And finally on this list from Reader's Digest, holograms of dead comedians. The National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York, slated to open in the fall of 2018, received $3.525 million from the state of New York, plus another $1.7 million in federal grants. The immersive museum will feature a look back at influential comedians, including, via hologram, showing off classic comedians in their heyday. The museum hasn't released names, but it's expected that Lucille Ball, who's a native of Jamestown, will be among the comedians brought back to life via hologram and your tax dollars.
Holograms of dead comedians.
What justification was there for this? There was no defense. None of these were of defense. Were any of them of defense nature? I guess the coffee mug, sort of, kind of.
The coffee mug was the only, and the $28 million for camouflage, but I didn't say that all of these were from the Pentagon. This is just wasteful government spending.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Holograms of dead comedians. Why do we need that? What? You know, and I'm not a constitutionalist, but what section of the Constitution authorizes that? Let's go to the phones, or actually to the Discord, where we have, and I'm taking a risk here, we have someone calling himself Satan on the Discord. Go ahead.
I heard my friend calling the other day from upstairs.
Yes, there was someone that called in a couple of days ago pretending to be God, and so now we have someone pretending to be Satan. Go ahead.
Lucille Ball's driving me crazy down here. You don't want her back.
Hold on. What did Lucille Ball do? And he just dropped. I was curious what Lucille Ball did to wind up going to the bad place, but he dropped off the line, so we will never know. That was the start of an actual pretty good prank call.
Yeah.
I wish it would have continued.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. He dropped off, but thank you for the call, whoever you are.
And try again tomorrow.
I'm guessing it's the same guy that called him pretending to be God a few days ago. The voice effects. You're doing a good job. Just, like, come up with a little bit of a routine there to where it lasts longer
than, more
like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so coming up, there was something I totally am drawing a blank on, that other story, Michael, that you have about.
I've got a pile
something.
Of stories. What are you thinking of?
I don't remember, but we'll figure it out, and we'll take your calls as
what
well.
What letter does it start with?
I don't remember. We'll figure it out. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.